This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Camel Country 107.9. Gunner is spreading the love, one call at a time.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne 720. I love you, man.
Sophie is in Avondale. She wants me to razz her husband, Corey. Sophie just submitted for custom vanity plates from ADOT.
Okay.
And since their vehicles are registered under his name, she thought it'd be a perfect scenario for a razzing. So I'm going to call Corey, pretending to work for the ADOT Motor Vehicle Division. And I'm not happy about what he was trying to sneak by me with the words on his vanity plates. Okay.
Okay.
How does Corey react? Let's find out. Here is my call to Corey. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Corey?
Yes, it is.
Corey, this is Trevor. I'm calling from the ADOT Motor Vehicle Division. How are you today, sir?
You're from where?
The ADOT, Arizona Department of Transportation. I'm in the Motor Vehicle Division. I'm calling about the custom license plates you requested.
All right, yeah. That actually wasn't me. That was my wife, but the cars are both registered in my name.
I see. That's Sophie?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, she ordered some new plates, you know, the customized ones, the vanity plate.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how you think. Well, your request was forwarded to me. Our system is computerized, but any questionable plates get kicked out, and then I have to review them.
Well, what was there to review? What was the problem?
I think you know the problem, sir.
I really don't. So I'm asking
you. Well, do you know what she requested on the license plate?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. You know, Corey, a lot of people try to order these vanity plates. No, sure, they seem innocent. They think I won't know what these plates really mean. Did you really think that I wouldn't know what she was trying to say with this plate, Corey?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was just something about pickleball, wasn't it?
Oh, sure. Pickleball.
Yeah. What does the plate say?
The license plate you requested is PKLLVR, which I read as Pickle Lover.
Right. That's what it is. It's actually about pickleball. We both play pickleball. We're very competitive.
Yeah, I'll bet you do.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I've been doing this for a long time, Corey. I could tell when somebody's trying to sneak something dirty by us.
There's nothing dirty here, man. We are pickleball players. Right,
but the license plate does not say pickleball. It just says pickle.
Well, I'm sure if it said ball, you'd have something to say about that.
Well, you're darn right I would.
So it just says pickle, man.
And we all know what that means.
Yeah, we do. I told you. It's short for pickleball. But even if it was about pickles, what's wrong with that? Like, honestly, maybe she just loves pickles.
PKLLVR. So she's a pickle lover, is she? Your wife is a pickle lover. Then what are you? I think you're the pickle in that scenario.
I think you've been doing this job way too long, man. You see something dirty in everything you read. Can somebody just love pickleball and pickles?
Your wife can love all the pickles she wants to, all right? But she needs to do that pickle loving in the privacy of your home, all right? I'm not going to let that filth on a license plate that children can see on the streets here in the valley, all right? Not on my watch, mister. Whether it's pickles or balls or pickle balls, you tell your pickle loving wife that she's not going to get her pickle loving license plate, okay?
Is that right?
That's right.
Really? So
yeah.
You just think that you can just do that?
Yeah, we can do that. I have that power.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to find out whoever your supervisor is. I'm going to call down there.
Corey, I love you. I love you, man.
Okay.
This is actually Gunner from Gunner in Cheyenne on Campbell Country 107.9. This is an I love you, man call. It's a prank call. Your wife, Sophie, is the one that set you up. She wanted me to razz you.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's fantastic. Oh, she's going to get it.
You guys have jumped on the old pickleball bandwagon, huh?
We play competitively every weekend.
I love it.
I never thought in a million years I'd get that into it, but I love it.
Hey, Corey, I love you, man.
Yeah, I love you too. Hey, and for the record, she is a pickle lover.
That is I love you, man. Gamble Country 107.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.